Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
With the high cost of fertilizer, water, and other inputs, there's never been a better time for the groundbreaking iGrowth ImmaFlex sorghum production system. Herbicide-tolerant iGrowth grain and forage hybrids from Alta Seeds paired with the weed-fighting power of ImmaFlex herbicide from UPL can help you improve your crop production efficiency and make the very most of your sorghum acres. Visit sorghumpotential.com/start today to lock in your seed. Always read and follow label directions.
Your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, May 5th. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Network Channel 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com starting 8 a.m. Central Time. 25,400 head to be offered, 7,800 feeder steers, 4,900 feeder heifers, 4,950 wean calves, and 6,600 calves on cows. If you'd like to know the time the estimated lot will sell or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com. That's SuperiorLivestock.com. Oklahoma has now joined the ranks of states with a case of HPAI in a commercial poultry flock. This found in Sequoia County along the Arkansas state line. It was confirmed and announced yesterday by USDA and the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture. This is the first confirmed case of HPAI in a commercial flock in Oklahoma this year, although there was a case reported in a wild duck in the state in late March over in Payne County. Dr. Rod Hall, state veterinarian for Oklahoma, said that while this case of HPAI has not been unexpected, we prepared for this, working closely with USDA and livestock producers to control and eradicate this disease from our state. Beginning 1st of May, all poultry exhibition, public sales, and swap meets are banned in the state of Oklahoma until further notice in order to halt any potential spread of this virus. Nationally, about 33 million birds have been destroyed to try to stop the spread of avian influenza, HPAI, in domestic flocks. Now, Casey Shepherd standing by. She's got more farm news, including a conversation she had at the end of this last week down in Chickasha on the 2022 hard red winter wheat crop.
Well, extension specialist for small grains at OSU, Dr. Amanda Silva, has had the opportunity to assess wheat fields across the state, including several fields around the Walters, Altus, Tipton, Apache, and Chickasha areas. I had the opportunity to catch up with Silva at the Chickasha Field Day, and she said, while we're seeing some good-looking wheat, unfortunately, there's a lot that looks pretty bad.
But, yes, I'm very happy with what I'm seeing here at Chickasha, what I saw yesterday at Apache. Walters was looking better than what I expected, so that's good. They got a couple inches of rain there, here and there, that helped. Of course, still, it's a very thin crop, has not tillered that much, but it's hanging in there and could definitely benefit from more moisture.
Moving from Walters to Altus, Silva said things started to get critical with crops being very drought-stressed.
Crops are extremely drought-stressed, and several fields as we drive in the country may have already been terminated. Mm-hmm. So that's our critical spot, I would say, in the state right now. In moving up here to Apache and Chickasha, of course, we have a thinner crop than what we would like, but yeah, the wheat's looking good here.
Dr. Amanda DeSilva out of Oklahoma State University, she's the state wheat specialist for the state of Oklahoma. By the way, the size of the Oklahoma wheat crop will be guessed by crop scouts in a report session tomorrow, Tuesday, at the Oklahoma Grain and Feed Association meeting in Oklahoma City. Then over in Tulsa, it's the first ever Oklahoma State FFA convention in Tulsa, happening Tuesday, Wednesday of this week. You've got farm news on Ron.
Stop changing fly control products each season and turn to Altus at IGR for horn fly specific control year after year. This IGR passes through cattle and into manure where horn flies lay eggs, preventing adult flies that interfere with cattle health and profitability. With this premixed feed through, you won't be measuring fly control into cattle minerals, you'll be measuring added weight gains. With no known resistance and still only 2 to 3 cents per head per day, make Altus at IGR the only choice for your mineral supplement. Contact your feed dealer today or go to altusatigr.com.
That's our farm news. I'm Ron Hayes.